The Consumer Product Safety Commission, Clinton helpfully passes on, has concluded that baby showers with a safety theme are a great way to help new and expectant mothers childproof every room in their homes. Rousseau wanted to take children away from parents and raise them in state-owned boarding schools. Clinton doesn't go that far, but then again, she believes by the time kids are old enough to go to boarding school, it's too late. Hence her passion for daycare. Of course, there is a second agenda here. Daycare is also the holy grail for baby boomer feminists who believe not that children should be liberated from the family, but that mothers should be liberated from children. In order to crack the spine of patriarchy, feminists have had to rely on Sorellian myths, noble lies, and crisis mechanisms to win their battles. For example, in 1998, President Clinton proposed a $22 billion federal daycare scheme to cure what Hillary was calling the silent crisis of daycare. Clinton also used the silent crisis formulation in It Takes a Village to describe the plight of children generally. These crises were silent for the same reason unicorns are silent. They don't exist. Except, that is, in the hearts and minds of progressive reformers. Even though 8 out of 10 children were cared for by family members, only 13% of parents polled said finding childcare was a major problem. Shortly before the White House held its crisis-mongering conference on childcare, which was intended to lay the groundwork for Hillary's plan, a mere 1% of Americans named childcare one of the 2 or 3 most pressing problems government should fix. And surveys of women conducted since 1974 have shown that growing majorities of married women want to stay home with their children if they can. Perhaps one reason women would prefer to raise their own children is that they intuitively understand that, all things being equal, daycare is, in fact, not great for children. Dr. Benjamin Spock knew this as early as the 1950s, when he wrote that daycare centers were no good for infants. But when he reissued his Baby and Child Care Guidebook in the 1990s, he removed that advice, caving in to feminist pressures and concerns. "It's a cowardly thing that I did," he admits. "I just tossed it in subsequent editions." If, as liberals often suggest, the suppression of science for political ends is fascistic, then the campaign to cover up the dark side of childcare certainly counts as fascism. For example, in 1991, Dr. Louise Silverstein wrote in American Psychologist that psychologists must refuse to undertake any more research that looks for the negative consequences of other than mother care. The traditional conception of motherhood is nothing more than an idealized myth concocted by the patriarchy to glorify motherhood in an attempt to encourage white middle-class women to have more children.